Please be seated. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. What an amazingly fabulous, ethereal, theological statement for Christmas morning, don't you think? When what we're here to celebrate is actually very, very human. Something that happened in a stable. Did any of you grow up on a farm? I did. Yes. I remember once as a young child thinking, I'm going to spend the night in the barn with the animals. And it was winter. And so I thought this would be a great idea. So I went out to help my dad with the chores because I loved being with my dad, helping with the chores and feeding the cows and watching the cats run around and all that kind of thing. And I thought this was going to be wonderful. And I got some straw and I made myself a nice little sort of corner where I knew it would be relatively quiet and warm, of course. And this was wonderful until my dad went into the house. And I thought, kind of smells, actually. My bed is kind of more comfortable than this pile of straw that I've just put together. And I think those kittens are going to annoy me all night. I don't know that I can handle this. And there's a lot of noises that I'm not used to. It's awfully quiet in my bed. So as you can appreciate, I never made it. I didn't even lie down on the straw. I just went right back to the house and went into my comfy bed. And my dad, of course, in his great wisdom said, "You came in." And I decided at that moment that there was a reason we had stables and barns, and they were for animals, not for little girls. But Jesus was born in a stable, actually probably a cave, but either way, not the beds that we woke up in this morning, not in the lives that we woke up in of relative ease compared to Jesus' day. And yet, we hear this gospel this morning. The Word was with God, and the Word was God from the beginning. Now, last night, it was not like this here. There were many children. I don't know how many, because it's too hard to count. They don't stay still. And they lay on the blankets in front of our creche here, and Margaret told the story in such a way that she brings out each piece of the creche. And we all, adults and children, wait with bated breath. And when Jesus came out last night, usually it doesn't happen with Jesus, but it did last night. When baby Jesus came out, he was this big. She said, and baby Jesus was born, and Mary laid him in the manger. And one of the little girls said, "Let's see him." So Margaret held up baby Jesus. Baby Jesus is not that exciting. And the kids went, oh. The Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word came among us. And we should say, oh. Because that's what today is about. The children got it right. It doesn't matter how messy our lives are. It doesn't matter how much money we have or where we live in a stable or an apartment or a beautiful home or on the street. It doesn't matter whether we feel good about ourselves or not. It doesn't matter if we think we're insanely talented or very poor in spirit. It doesn't matter if we are insanely happy today or lacking sleep like young parents or clergy, or whether we are well rested or whether we are sad and missing people who are not with us. Because in this day, Jesus comes among us into every one of those situations, into every one of our lives. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and God dwelt among us. So this morning, every one of us should be able, hopefully can be able, to say, awe when we look at that little blue figure. Because that little blue figure signifies to us God within us. Often at Christmas, when you go to the lessons and carols, you know, the nine lessons, the nine carols, the King's College one, it starts with sin. I've never found it particularly cheery myself. I've always thought that was a bit depressing, and it goes through the sin of Adam and Eve and how horrible we've been and how Jesus must come to save us. This year, however, I went to our cathedral last Sunday, and they always do the nine and nine, as it's fondly called, on the last Sunday of Advent. And it's packed. The church is full. And it starts in darkness with the candles, and it's all very romantic. And this year, they changed it. And it started with the reading of creation. In the beginning, God created. And we heard about three readings of creation, and every one of them finished the same way. God created, God looked at the sky, God looked at the people, God looked at the earth, and God said, it was good. It was good. And then we heard about Isaiah, how the people were having a bit of trouble like we do, and wandering from God, and how we were called back through Isaiah to God, and then into the birth narrative of Jesus. It was stunningly different. So different that I know they've received calls of complaint. And I think that is fabulous. I think that if in this day and age, changing a tradition like that so it doesn't talk about so much our sin, because we worry about that all the time, but talks about our goodness and our creation and our ability to change the world, that is worth complaining about. It's disturbing, it's disrupting, and it's something that we should go, oh, about. And so when I experienced that last Sunday, it transformed that experience for me. And it made me realize that today, as we celebrate Jesus' birth, yes, we celebrate God coming among us, God who has always been here, God who has created us, and God who loves us no matter what. And so when we look at ourselves today, when we look into the eyes of those we sit with, those we share the peace with, those we dine with, those we receive and give gifts with, we should be saying, oh, because there we will find baby Jesus. Eugene Peterson says, faith is not a precarious experience of chance. It is the solid, massive experience of God. May each one of us this Christmas, for the next 12 days, remember that. It's a massive experience of God, one that people should be disrupted and complain about, one that should knock us off our socks, and one which, like the children, we should say, ah. And we should, in fact, feel that grace in our lives and live it out. Merry Christmas.